This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1358. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded May 8th. New station for Sierra Leone. Mystery around 7312 identified. The oldest shortwave transmitter. English from North Korea and New Zealand. QSL tips from Bangladesh and Venezuela. Iceland continues on shortwave. Serbia's new tune. And the propagation outlook. Thanks to Jeff White of the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters, this edition of World of Radio is being broadcast experimentally in DRM. It's Thursday, May 10th at 2200 UT via Sackville on 9795 through 9805 kHz. This also allows us to greet those attending the NASB and USA DRM annual meetings in Elkhart, Indiana. Different programs have been running at this time for several days, and a couple more remain. On May 12th, it's KNLS, including a report on the Dayton Hamvention. And I would be interested in hearing from those of you listening to us in DRM, whether we're coming through perfectly or imperfectly. By the way, the DRM transmitter at Sackville is also capable of broadcasting in analog, and does so during certain hours of the day, but upon occasion it cannot decide which to use, and it goes out in both modes at the same time. That was happening with a CRI relay on 6190 May 8th when I checked at 0550. Some other oddities from Sackville. We've had reports of at least three occasions where analog frequencies from there have been measured 0.1 kilohertz off frequency, rather unusual for such a major broadcaster. And furthermore, one of the frequencies has been heard on its semi-harmonic, the 9755 transmitter, monitored on 4877.5, May 5th at 0256, concluding a broadcast in Spanish. At first it was unidentified, reported by Alex Ramis in West Virginia, but also heard by Rich DiAngelo in Pennsylvania, reporting to the NASA flash sheet. I'll have some more DRM items later in the show, but first, some more Canadian items. On the ODXA Yahoo group, I've tried to stir up some interest in protesting the usurpation of CHU's 7335 frequency by WHRI in Indiana. Between 06 and 11 UT, but registered with the FCC, for the possibility of using it 24 hours a day. It seems most of the Canadians are reluctant to take a strong stand against this. After all, it's a U.S. station and a U.S. problem. Complaints should be directed to WHRI and the FCC. However, Brian Smith on the ODXA Board of Directors says the group is concerned, and they've contacted CHU about this and received a reply from Raymond Pelletier, who says, "I've sent several letters to WHRI, but their chief engineer has not replied. I've also sent a letter to the FCC stating the use of our service on this band and our long-standing service at this frequency, and they have yet to respond. We must now go through all the politically correct channels to resolve this dispute. You may declare your dissatisfaction with the interference by emailing World Harvest Radio, LSARKISIAN, at lesea.com, and at the FCC, thomas.lucey, at fcc.gov. A new X-band station in Montreal was heard testing in February on 1650, Radio Shalom, CJRS. However, they apparently have not been on the air continuously because they were officially launching on May 5th. According to a Montreal Gazette story, it's an all-Jewish station, as the name implies. Well, not quite all, since although they'll feature programming in French, English, and Hebrew, they also are obliged under Canadian rules to serve some other minorities. Thanks to Sheldon Harvey and Zacharias Liangas for news about that. Keep an ear on 1650 for Radio Shalom, Montreal. Last week we had a report that Radio Nacional de la República Árabe Sahrawi Democrática the Polisario clandestine from Algeria to Western Sahara, had jumped to a different frequency, 6378. That was April 30th, but all our reports since then have them back on 6300 kilohertz. Furthermore, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal says they've also changed to their other medium wave frequency, 700 kilohertz instead of 1550. And furthermore, as they occasionally do, they've moved the hour in Spanish from 2300 UT to 1700, as observed by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain, the rest of the time until midnight UT, and also in the mornings in Arabic. The World Radio TV Handbook has now posted its A07 update on their website in PDF form, and it's accessible to everyone, whether or not you have the book, which of course you should have purchased as a hard copy. A great deal of useful information there, and looking all the way through it, I found a new station, although we might also consider it just a program, called Cotton Tree News for Sierra Leone, daily at 0730 to 08 UT on 9525 via Ascension. Languages, English, Creole, Limba, Mende, and Temne. This is under the auspices of the Hirondelle Foundation, and you may recognize that frequency as already in use for Star Radio to Liberia during the previous half hour. Our team has continued to work on identifying the extremely distorted signal between 7310 and 7315, which I mentioned the past couple of weeks. I heard it signing on at 0430 in Torstenhammen in Germany, heard it signing off at 2228. Those somewhat distinctive times point to Chad as the source according to published schedules, but nowhere near that frequency. It's interfering with Deutsche Welle at 0600, so Wolfgang Büschel persuaded Deutsche Welle's monitoring station to get a bearing on it, and they found it coming from 165 degrees. That cuts right across Chad, as well, however, as some other African countries. Vashek Kozhenek in South Africa told Wolfgang he was unable to hear it, so that's the clue that it's in northern rather than southern Africa. On May 8th, Wolfgang Büschel was able to get a recording of it, which was not as distorted as usual. It also interferes with Radio Netherlands between 05 and 06, so Wolfgang sent a recording of that to us as well as to Ehard Godin of Radio Netherlands Monitoring. And he recognizes it as RNT, Radio Diffusion Nationale Tchadienne, which he has heard previously on 6165 kHz where they're supposed to be and where nothing is being heard currently. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal concurs. And now, as Andy Sennett says, the only problem is finding a way to contact Chad and get them to correct the problem. Chris Greenway says, a friend in Ghana has confirmed that the GBC is definitely not on shortwave at present. As Jari Savalainen says, it has been off for a while, not heard on 4915. We had a previous report that Radio SAA, the target broadcast to Nigeria, had moved to 13770. However, Bjorn Fransson in Sweden on Hardcore DX says he did not hear it at 1600 UT on Wednesday, the 2nd of May, when it was scheduled, instead All India Radio after 1615. Meanwhile, Patrick Robich in Austria got a QSL for an earlier report of their previous frequency, 15180, the QSL, however, coming from the transmitter operator, TDF in France. And there's a remark on the card saying stopped since 11 April. Now, that may mean that it stopped on the original frequency or stopped via TDF, but still on the air from somewhere else. That remains unclear. Then on May 5th, Saturday, the other day of the week they're scheduled at 1600, Arnaldo Slein in Argentina reported hearing them again on 15180, despite BBC and Arabic being co-channel. SW Radio Africa, clandestine for Zimbabwe, at 17 to 19 UT, continues to change frequencies around on the 25-meter band. They were off 12035 for a few days, but then resumed. We had thought it was coming from Ravisham, UK, but now it appears to be from a different site in Europe, along with 11775 and 11810, which are probably from Russia. 12035 is generally the best frequency, although in California, Ron Howard was able to hear them on 11775. He must be far enough away to avoid DGS via Anguilla. Here's a tip from Chris Greenway in the UK, who has spent a lot of time in Nairobi. He says what is described as Hindi-style music on 11735 from Zanzibar was probably Taarab music, T-A-A-R-A-B. It's a very distinctive genre played in Zanzibar and the coastal areas of Tanzania and Kenya, a blend of Arabic and Indian influences. You hear a lot of it on 11735. Taarab songs are always sung in Swahili and generally feature a female singer accompanied by male musicians. How you tell the instrumentalists are male, I'm not sure. Search on that word and you'll get plenty of results. Also, some have reported the English news at 1800 missing. That may be because it's only Monday through Friday. News about clandestines for Ethiopia and Eritrea. Bertrut now in Lithuania says a new program has been added to the TDP scheduled website called EPPF Radio. That means Ethiopian People's Patriotic Front. It's Thursdays only at 16 to 17 UT on 15260. The clandestine for Eritrea, Voice of Meselna Delina, Monday through Friday at 17 to 17:30, has moved from 11830 to 11765, according to the same source. Finn Krona in Denmark reports in BCDX that the Voice of Democratic Eritrea International on its website shows a schedule of Thursdays at 17 to 18 UT on 15315. Wolfgang Büschel says yes, that's now in the Deutsche Telekom schedule as from Jülich. On May 7th, Chris Greenway tells us that a friend in East Africa who listens to the voice of the broad masses of Eritrea every day says that the signal on 7100 disappeared around May 5th, although their other frequency continues on the air, 7175. It might just be a technical problem, though amateur intruder watch reports often complain that 7100 is in their band. So I wonder if the Eritreans have decided to move it to an in-band channel, and if so, what is the new frequency? In the WRTH update, here's the schedule for Darfur Salam, the target broadcast to Sudan, in Darfuri Arabic daily. At 05 to 5:30 on 9730 via Austria, 12015 via Cyprus, 17 to 17:30, 15515 via UK, and 17585 Ascension. It seems the Sudan radio service is still failing to post any shortwave frequency schedule on its own website, www.sudanradio.org. So we consult the WRTH update, showing only these times for English, Monday through Friday at 03 to 03:30 via Rwanda on 5985, as reported recently, Saturday and Sunday 15 to 15:30 on 9840 via Moscow, both of them times inconvenient for North America. More reports of Radio Bayrak in the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus of particular interest for those who consider that a separate radio country. Giampiero Bernardini in Italy was hearing on 6150.05 variable on May 4th as early as 0130 to 0240. There were a few IDs as Radio Bayrak, and the channel is free of interference, but it also has made it to North America. Alex Franis in West Virginia says on May 7th, I tuned to 6150 after Radio Republica closed at 0200 on 6155. Dr. Gene Scott was again missing from 6150 in Costa Rica. I was hearing nonstop, nice pop and rock music with a surprisingly decent signal. And he was able to match the music to the live stream provided by Bayrak International. So that made his 215th radio country heard. And it was still audible at 0300 when Romania was supposed to be on the frequency. Via DRM, AM, SSB, FM, satellite, internet, this is World of Radio 1358. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Consult our website for much more information, worldofradio.org. The Israeli Defense Forces station, Galei Tzahal, is varying both its frequencies considerably. Nominally, according to the WRTH, the schedule is 03 to 16 on 15785 and 16 to 03 on 6973. Well, not only the frequencies, but the times vary widely. I heard them instead on exactly 15780, so I figured it was a deliberate change rather than a drift, May 2nd at 2035. But then other monitors found them drifting higher, as high as 15792.5, says Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, May 4th at 2140. Their other frequency, both of them are on the air at the same time, at least they can be on, so they're obviously two transmitters, at that time was 6976.54. In DX Listening Digest, we were wondering whether the oldest shortwave transmitter still on the air, at least from a major station, would be Raya's in Argentina. But now, our correspondent in Kathmandu, Nepal, David Bullen, says, which is the oldest transmitter still in use on shortwave? It may well be the 9770 unit used for the English service of SLBC, Sri Lanka. The Saturday morning show presenter mentioned that the transmitter, usually operated at 100 kilowatts, is presently at just 10 kilowatts due to a faulty transformer that dates back to the year 1941. The transmitter is to be retired later this year and will be sent to the Marconi Museum. A new 100 kilowatt unit will be put into service. 15745 transmitter, frequently off the air, is to be replaced by a 300 kilowatt donated by NHK. A second donated 300 kilowatt is currently being used for the Hindi service in the 25 meter band. The presenter, named Roshan, also mentioned that the English language evening transmission from Sri Lanka, suspended a year ago, is to resume. Joe Jacob from Hyderabad has been visiting New Delhi, All India Radio headquarters. He found out that the director of frequency assignments has changed. YK Sharma has been transferred. People were sending him QSL reports, but the new person to address is Mr. V. P. Singh, S-I-N-G-H, director of frequency assignments, who signs all QSL cards issued by All India Radio headquarters. Reporting in DX India, Joe says he was in New Delhi to attend a DRM workshop, digital radio transmission workshop, at the conference hall of the Directorate General of All India Radio on May 7th. Alakesh Gupta was there as well. There were also delegates from NBC Papua New Guinea, Radio Brunei, Bhutan Broadcasting, and TWR, among others. Also there were the superintending engineer from AIR in Panaji, Goa, station engineer from Bangalore, and from several other AIR stations. Bangalore is interested in reports from Malaysia and Singapore for their Tamil broadcasts, and Panaji is interested in reports of their transmissions to the Middle East. We also heard that the 100 kilowatt shortwave transmitter of Bhutan Broadcasting was damaged in transit, but it is hoped they'll put it on the air by the end of May. A new 100 kilowatt Thales TMW 2100 transmitter was put on the air on 666 kilohertz in Delhi to test DRM. They were in the process of installing the antenna. The DRM tests on shortwave were to be on 3315 with 2 kilowatts at night, while in the daytime they were testing on 26100 kilohertz with 500 watts. Alokesh Gupta adds that there are two different sites involved. 666 is at Nangli, while 26100 and 3315 are at Kingsway Camp. From South India, T.R. Rajesh reports to DX Listening Digest that Bangladesh Betar has verified his reception report for 4750 kHz. The email address to use is rrc@dhaka.net. The reply came from the senior engineer Mahesh C.H. Roy. Dave Svetanov and Zacharias Liangas draw our attention to some press reports. Their flowing red robes stood out in the sea of gray. Navy and brown suits assembled for a hearing before the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Foreign Operations. the seven Tibetan Buddhist monks went to Capitol Hill to give Congress a simple message: restore all funding for Radio Free Asia's Tibetan broadcasts. Zurhang Karma, the union representative for Radio Free Asia, said the subcommittee's leaders expressed support for putting a sesquimegadollar back into the spending bill for Tibetan broadcasts, but made no promises. What broadcasts there are from Radio Free Asia and others from outside Tibet in their language are, of course, jammed by the Chinese imperialists. There's also another story emerging that the Voice of Tibet Foundation has launched a campaign to protest Chinese jamming of its broadcasts. The PRC has systematically jammed VOT and other foreign shortwave radio services for more than 10 years. More about this at their website, www.vot.org. Thanks to Media Network for that item. We mentioned last week that Firedrake jamming from China has reappeared on 18160. Another report of that from Brian Crow in Pennsylvania. That would be against Sound of Hope, the clandestine probably transmitted from Taiwan. Furthermore, Firedrake has shown up on another inconvenient frequency, 15150, which blocks the English broadcast at 0800 from Voice of Indonesia. Ron Howard has noted that. Could it be that Sound of Hope has also moved onto that frequency? I've also heard it at 1415. The answer is yes. From Saoki via S. Hasegawa of the NDXC, they say there's now 24-hour Firedrake jamming on 9200, 10,300, 13,970, 15,150, which replaces 14,500, and 18,160, all of these against Sound of Hope. So look for Voice of Indonesia on one of their other two frequencies, 9525, which I've noted has been missing again in our mornings until 1400, or 11785. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria monitored the new announced English schedule of Voice of Korea from the north. They made their changes, as I mentioned last week, on May 7th. And thanks also to Arnulf Piontek in Germany for compiling the complete Voice of Korea schedule, which he says appears to be identical to the previous A season last year, but there are some changes since the B season. Anyhow, here's English to North America at 13 and 15 on 9335 and 11710. To Europe at 13, 15, 18, and 21, all on 13760, 15245, and 4405. To Central and South America at 10 on 11710 and 15180. To Central America at 01 on 11735, 13760, and 15180. That's just a few of the English broadcasts. NDSWCI DX Window Takao Miyajima in Japan gives the schedule of the clandestine from North to South Korea called Anti-Imperialist National Democratic Front. I think it used to have a much simpler name, but what was it? The schedule, anyhow, is at 22 to 01 and 08 to 12 UT on 4450, where he heard it, also on 4557, 3480, and medium wave 1053. Via Wolfgang Büschel, the DRM schedule from Radio New Zealand International, as revised May 6th. There is no service between 13 and 1550 UT, as we've been noticing, but then it's on 6095. I'm just mentioning the center frequency here at 1851, switching to 11675, 2051, 13730, 2359, 15720, at 05, 11675, and 0659 until 1300 on 7145. RNZI in analog at 13, 6095, 1551, 7145, 1850, 11725, 2051, 15720, 2359, 13730, at 05, 9615, at 07, 6095, and at 1059, 9870. Last week we had a report that KHNR in Honolulu had made their frequency change from 870 to 880. However, Brock Whaley in Honolulu tells us, as of May 6th, they're not on either frequency, so apparently they're not yet ready to fully operate on 880. If you go to the voanews.com website, you'll find a link to their new program guide, which they issue twice a year. It's in PDF format in a number of different sections. T.R. Rajesh in India says he succeeded in getting a verification from Radio Nacional de Venezuela by sending it to the Miami, Florida address mentioned in the World Radio TV Handbook. Mr. Cesar Mendez M. is retired from the station but is handling their QSLs. However, the reply actually came from a location in Venezuela. I guess the Miami address is a mail drop forwarding. And there's still mum about actually being transmitted via Cuba. On May 2nd at 13:38, I was surprised to hear a strong signal in analog French from Radio France International on 15795, no doubt relayed via French Guiana. There's contradictory info in various schedules showing this frequency may be in use only on certain dates and may be used for DRM, but when I heard it, it was definitely analog. The IB listing shows it's available all the way from 08 to 18 UT in DRM. We recently had a tip that one clear hour, when you might have a chance of hearing the low-powered Sodre in Uruguay, varying above 9620, was 22 to 23 UT. But now that window is closed. Scott Barber in New Hampshire tells us that looking for Sodre on May 1st, I instead heard WIFR pounding in. It's part of their expanded relays via Germany. Christian Diemos in Italy had the same problem May 7th. Kai Ludwig has been looking through the complete schedule of family radio via Germany effective May 10th, showing that they'll be using nine transmitters at Vertachtel simultaneously, 500 kilowatts, between 16 and 17 UT. Furthermore, he now thinks that the previous report that Poland was being relayed via Finland instead of Germany for a while on 7140 is incorrect. It appears to have been Nauen all along. Bertrud now tells us that Iceland's public broadcaster, RUV, has still not made a final decision about closing news relays on shortwave. So the shortwave relays from Reykjavik continue on the schedule as before. BBC's 11 to 13 UT broadcast in English via French Guiana has moved from 9480 to 9465. That allows KAIJ to come up on 9480 1 hour earlier when they need to at 1200. Thanks to Wade Smith for passing on news from ARRL. Sad news that David Rosenthal died in March. You may recall him as providing the propagation info for a while to Radio Netherlands Media Network. And his solar guide is still on their website. Dragan Lekic in Serbia told us May 7th that International Radio Serbia has a new interval signal, which is totally Serbian instead of Yugoslavian. Ruslan Sakavic in Belarus explains that the new IS contains initial tunes from the national anthem of Serbia. See if you can hear it on 7240. Propagation outlook from Boulder, issued May 8th. Solar activity very low. Geomagnetic field quiet to unsettle through 18 May. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 May 20th, 25 and 5 May 25th, 15 and 3 June 3rd. Solar flux rising from 70 through May 20th to a peak of 85 May 23rd to 30th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1358.